You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
Do we have any people who started year seven this week? Any new high school kids? Oh, amazing, amazing. Fantastic. What a big change. Hey, year seven. Now, when I was in year six, when I was at the end of year six, I remember going to my year seven orientation day. Okay? And it was pretty sick because now I was a cool kid in high school. I was, you know, like all those kids in the high school movies, like I was about to get myself a girlfriend. I was like going to put my cap, back because I'm in high school now. And I rock up to year six orientation day. Well, year seven orientation day as a year six, and they got the sausage sizzle happening at lunchtime. Me and my mates were all chilling out on the oval, having a good banger with onions on the top and tomato sauce ketchup on the top, and it was fantastic. And then this big brute of a year eight boy rocks up. Yeah, and he's tonging, and he's there, and he's got the shoulders, and he comes up to my mates, and he starts calling them names. He starts calling them Lanky, Janky, Weedy, and other names that I will not be able to repeat in a church building. And I see this year eight bully, and I go, this is a fight that I need to fight. I'm going to battle this guy. I'm going to stand up for my friends. Come on. Anyone here would stand up for their friends? Yeah. So I pat out my chest and I walk up to this guy and I'm going to square off to him. And I say, oi, what are you saying to my friends? Leave them alone. And he turns like this. Like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, you know? He turns slowly, he looks at me and he's like, what did you say? I said, you can't talk to my friends like that. And he said, and who the heck are you? And then I said those famous final two words, your mum. Drop the mic. Well, you won't be clapping when you find out what happens next, because he pushed the sausage sandwich into my face and he pushed me into the dirt, and I was there lying on the dirt with tomato sauce and embarrassment all over my face. Wow, that's what happens when you fight your own battles. I'm talking about battles tonight. I'm talking about fighting. That's why we got this boxing ring up here, right? You're going to see something of that later, right? I'm talking about fighting. Hey, we all have battles. In this life, we all have battles that we're facing. Sometimes we might be arguing with a friend. We might be fighting with a family member. Or maybe you're battling something a little bit more obscure. Maybe you're battling depression or anxiety or fear or doubt. Maybe you're battling yourself in your mind with temptation or addiction. Maybe you're battling isolation. You're feeling lonely. Whatever it is tonight, all of us, each and every one of us, is battling something. We have a fight to win. Fight my battle. And while it feels like our fight is with other people sometimes you argue with a friend and it feels like they're the enemy, the Bible tells us that our battle is not against flesh and blood. In Ephesians 6:12, it says this, so we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And so that tells me that the real battle is not against your friends. It's not against anything physical in this world. There's a greater battle going on behind everything. There's a greater unseen battle against the forces of good and evil, the forces of sin and righteousness, the forces of life and death, and the forces of heaven and hell. But as Christians, we know that God is victorious. We know that God has fought all those battles and he has won. Jesus has victory over every battle. But the question remains, with our battles every day that we have, with our struggles that we have, many of you are returning back to school in a world of COVID, with all the battles that we're facing, how can I fight my battles? How can I fight my battles? Let's pray. Let's close our eyes, bow our head. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to fight our battles, Lord. We're facing a lot, Lord. We've been through a couple of years of a lot of things going on, Lord. And Lord, at the start of this year, we want to be sure that we can be victorious in you, Jesus. Lord, I claim the victory that you won for us on the cross, Lord. I claim that victory over the young people as they've returned to school this week. Lord, I pray that fear will not touch them. I pray that illness will not touch them. I pray that all they'll have is your peace, the peace of your spirit, the peace that only your spirit can provide, Lord. Lord, I pray that you strengthen us, that you make us courageous, Lord Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. Amen. So tonight, if you got your Bibles, I want to look to the story of Moses. Does anyone know my bro Mo? Anyone know my bro Mo? He's in the Old Testament, featured heavily in the book of Exodus. He's a prophet. Right, so at the time of Moses, he's an Israelite. He's one of God's people. But they're living in the land of Egypt. And all of the Israelites, they have actually been slaves in Egypt for hundreds of years. Moses, however, is an exception. He is living in the palace with Pharaoh. He's the prince of Egypt. And one day, God appears to Moses and God calls Moses to a battle. He calls him to fight. He says, Moses, I'm calling you to go to Pharaoh and demand that he let my people go. I'm calling you to go toe-to-toe with Pharaoh, to fight him and demand that he set the Israelites free from slavery. And so Moses, he gets his strength and his courage together and he goes to fight this battle and he goes to Pharaoh and he says, Pharaoh, I'm coming from God and he's telling you to let his people go. And Pharaoh said, no. And so God sends a punishment to Pharaoh. He sends the first plague, which is he turned all the water in Egypt into blood. All the creeks, all the streams, even like a glass or a bottle of water, he turned it into blood. Then Moses comes back and says, okay, Pharaoh, now will you let my people go? Pharaoh says, no. God sends another plague. This one is a frog infestation. Ribbit, frogs everywhere. Moses comes back. Okay, Pharaoh, now will you let God's people go? Answer, no. What does God do? He sends a plague of flies. I hate flies in the summer. There were flies everywhere in Egypt. And this keeps happening. Moses keeps going to fight. He keeps going back. He keeps going back to battle. And every single time he says, let my people go. And Pharaoh says, no, no, no. And plague after plague, I'll read you the next one. All the livestock died. All the cattle died. Next one, God sent a plague of boils. Everyone had blisters on their skin in Egypt. Then he sent a plague of hail, just smacking the building, just destroying all the property. Then he sent a plague of locusts to eat all their food, to eat all their crops. They couldn't farm anything. Then he sent a plague of darkness for 3 days, total darkness, pitch black for 3 days. And the final one, God sent the angel of death to kill the firstborn of, or every firstborn Egyptian. And finally, Pharaoh says, yes, get out of here. You can go. Take your people. I'm done. Get out of here. You can go. And so we pick it up in Exodus chapter 14, verse 5. And when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh had his officials change their minds about them. And he said, what have we done? We've let the Israelites go and have lost their services. And so he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pi-Hahiroth, opposite Baal Zephon. I don't know how to say that, but I'm not a theologian. Anyway, moving on. Verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and there were all these Egyptians marching after them and they were terrified and they cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you when we were in Egypt, leave us alone? Let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die here in the desert. They were freaking out. They were freaking out. And then Moses said, verse 13, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you'll see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Just a recap. Pharaoh, he finally decides to let God's people go. And as they're escaping, Pharaoh changes his mind. And so he chases after them. The people, they're caught against a sea and an army of Egyptians. And they're freaking out. They're going, man, oh, we wish we never left. We would have been safer back in Egypt as slaves. And Moses says to them, don't worry. Don't be afraid. The Lord will fight your battles. You need only to be still. You need only to be still. Be still. The Lord will fight your battles for you. In Psalm 46, verse 10, God says this, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. So what does it mean to be still? What does it mean to be still and know that He's God when you're in the middle of a battle? When you're in the middle of a fight? How does being still help you when you're in the middle of a fight? If someone's throwing punches at you, how is being still an effective strategy? You know, when you're in a trial, when life sucks and you're feeling challenged by something and life is hard, being still is not your natural position. You want to either fight or flight. You want to run or you want to stand and fight. You want to do something, don't you? You want to take action. You want to see something change. You want to stand up and fight for yourself. But here, both Moses and God are saying that we need to be still. Wouldn't, if you were still in a fight, if I had just stood still, well, I kind of did stand still. When I was a year six kid, I stood still and that year eight boy pummeled me, right? Why would you be still in the middle of a fight? I'm going to get Ezekiel up here. Put your hands together for Zeke. So we got a little object lesson. We're going to show you what it's like. First, we're going to show you what it's like when you try and fight your own battles. Okay, now Zeke is a professional boxer. I am not. So Zeke represents the challenges that we face, the battles that we face in life. And I represent you, trying to fight the battle on your own. Okay, can we cue the music, please? Okay, good, good, good. Okay, here we go. I'm going to swing widely because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to face my challenges. Come on, Zeke, you're going to have to do better. I've only got one hand. Okay. Come on. Oh, you think I can win? You think I can win? With one hand? I'll beat you with one hand? All right, go for me. Oh. Okay, that actually hurt. All right, he wins. Give Zeke a round of applause. Okay. Now, I don't know if you could tell because I was actually pretty good with my right hook there. But when you fight your battles on your own, you lose. You, as a human being, you cannot win every battle that comes along your way. But then the Bible tells me, Moses and God tells me, that I need to be still. So let's see what happens if I be still while I fight my battles. Okay, round two. Ding, ding in the ring. What is that? Arlo Fisher saying that Switch ad? Ding, ding back in the ring. Okay, let's go. Okay. Oh. Oh. You can pummel me. Come on, come on. Go harder. Go. Oh. Oh. I can feel my Chinese coming back up. Oh. Oh. Okay, put your hands together for Zeke. So it's not an effective strategy, as you can see, to either fight on your own, that doesn't work, or just stand there. Because if you're truly just still, everything's going to pummel you. But I think we missed a key part of that scripture. Because remember, in Exodus 14:14, Moses said the Lord would fight his battle. He need only be still, right? And in the Psalms, it says, be still and know that I am God. So it's not just about being still. It's about letting God fight your battle for you. I'll say it again. It's not just about being still. It's about letting God fight your battle for you. Don't just be still. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and put your trust in Him. Be still and put your faith in Him. Be still and give Him control. Jesus, take the wheel. Be still and hand your worries over to Him and your burdens to Him. Be still and let Him fight your battle. I'm going to call up Ewan. Put your hands together for Ewan.
So I'm in the ring, right? And I got my challenger. I got to fight my battle. But I can't do this alone. So this is what you do. You take off your gloves and you give them to God. You take off your gloves and you give them to someone who can fight the battle for you. Okay, let's cue the track. Let's see what's going to happen this time. Okay, they're getting in the ring. Okay. Oh, it looks like Zeke's throwing some hard jabs. Ewan's blocking. Oh, straight to the face. Oh my gosh, put your hands together for Ewan, the reigning champion of the Burn Youth Ring. That was amazing. Thank you, boys. Come on, put your hands together for both of them. Amazing, amazing. Burn Youth, tonight would you take off your gloves and give them to God? Can I get Isaac up on the keys? Would you take off your gloves? I don't know what you're facing. And many of us were facing incredible battles that I will never understand, but God knows. But he's asking, will you be still and will you know that I'm God? Stop trying to fight it on your own. Hand control over to me and let me fight for you. And so we catch up to Moses and the Israelites, and they're pressed up against the water, and the Egyptian armies are coming for them. And Moses says that line. He says, hey guys, don't be afraid, don't worry. The Lord will fight our battles for us. We need only be still. And then God says, what are you doing? Get moving. Come on, step out. Have some faith. Start moving towards the water. And so they move towards the water and God parts the sea wide open. And there's a clear path through the sea for the Israelites to walk through. And they start walking through. This is how he fights my battle. This is how he fights my battle. This is how he fights my battles. Woo! This is how he fights my battles. This is how. Woo! And they start walking through as God is fighting the battle for them. And they get to the other side. And the Egyptians are running through because they're going to take advantage of this open path. And God says, nah, nah, nah. And he fights the battles for them. And he closes up the sea. Every one of the Egyptian soldiers perish. And God's people have the victory. Hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah for that? Come on, give God a hallelujah for that. So tonight, you might be going through your own battle. You might be fighting with a family member. You might be struggling with anxiety and depression. You might be fighting yourself and your mind with temptation. But whatever it is, whatever your battle is, this year, would you be still? Take off your gloves. Give them to God. Or in other words, would you rest in him, surrender control to him, and trust that he's going to work it out? Amen. Amen. Come on, bow your heads, close your eyes. Let me pray for you. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you, God. And at the start of this year, Lord, we just want to give control to you, Lord. Lord, we've been battling for a long time. For the last 3 years, we've been fighting, Lord. But Lord, now we just surrender control to you, Lord. Lord, we know that you have total victory. There's nothing that we face, Lord, that you can't destroy, Lord. And we just claim your victory, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you, God. Protect us, Lord. Look out for us, Lord. We just surrender our lives to you, Lord. We give it to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And everybody said, amen, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.